Kenyatta Williams Show, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing? This is Kenyatta. Yeah, that's me. My podcast has been redone, scratched, erased it numerous times, you know what I mean? Because I didn't really know what podcasting was. Shout out to Tam. You know what I mean? My sister, Tamara Knighton, you dig? Then did all kinds of things, you dig? I just want a name drop. That's one, you know. She came to me and she explained what podcasting really was. And I didn't know that, y'all. I thought it was like some shit you just make like a documentary and just have fun with. And, you know, I was testing it out. I didn't know as I'm testing it, everybody's hearing every fucking thing that I'm putting out. And there's some shit that you can't erase once you put it out. You know what I mean? And pardon me for cursing. But yeah. And shout out to my mother, Vanessa. I love you. That's the real queen. And I checked this story out, you know, because my life story is something else. You know, I got a book coming out too. You dig? And it's a lot of things that I want to do. You know, I ain't afraid to say them, even though they haven't come into fruition yet. You know, but I would love to get like a dance university going in the city of Chicago. To the point to where we can employ dancers like of different genres to teach, you know, the children whatever style of music or dance that they would want to, you know, feel that resonates with them. You know what I mean? And I think that would be beautiful. You know, and there's a lot of other different aspects to it also that I'm not going to say that I would like to have going along with it, you know, with me and affiliates, you know what I mean? And I just think, shout out to dancing too, because dancing is amazing, y'all. I just want to say dancing is a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? Like in terms of the way it makes you feel, you know, everybody dance. Even if you can't dance, you've danced. You know what I mean? For real. Your favorite song, come on, you did a little two-step or something like, so don't even try to act like you don't. You know, and dancing is like a form of praising God, really, because you're praising God when you're feeling good, whether you know it or not. You know what I mean? When you feel good and you do good things, that's praising God. You know what I mean? And a lot of people don't realize that. You know what I mean? It's all a negativity when you're praising something else. When you get mad and get angry, not saying you ain't supposed to get pissed, but really, you really ain't. But, I mean, we human, you know. So, I mean, come on, y'all, you know. But you should try not to as less as possible, because that's putting bad energy out into the ether. And that's something that I was a victim of. You know what I mean? I ain't afraid to say victim, you know. And, you just got to put good energy out. That's the main thing. Put as much good energy out as you can. I mean, it's real. I mean, you can look at the things that's going on and see how they prey on negativity. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to Kendrick Lamar. That Mr. Morale. Oh, my God. I heard that song. I was like, what? Oh, my goodness. That was off the chain. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like I said, it's all about positivity, more positive energy than negative energy. You know what I mean? And that's real, for real, like for real. Like meditate, if you know, channel up your, and I said channel, I mean that, like yo, I feel it in me now. You know, that's how you get the Holy Spirit to end up coming inside of you as a person. And just allow you to activate the actual you-ness of who you are. You dig? Being. You dig? The ing, I-N-G, of being, of who you are. You dig? So shout out to Kenyatta Williams. You know, I think that's a cool brother. Real talk. That brother done been through a lot. You know, for real. Kenyatta, what's his nickname? K-Rock? K-Rock. Right. Kenyatta Williams. Yeah. Check this out. Fam came from the south side of Inglewood, right off of like 63rd and Loomis. So 62nd and Ada, actual block where he stayed at. You dig what I'm saying? And man, it was fun. I loved it. You dig? I loved it. You know what I mean? I had shout out to Rita, Larithia Rowland. I remember she was on the next block over. You dig? And then I had she had our little sisters too, the twins. You know, I done flirted with them numerous occasions on FB. I ain't gonna lie. But that was in the past. You know, I know I've been very, very flirtatious in the past. You know, that ain't nothing. That's probably why I'm ministering now, why God has called me. And I still flirt lightweight, but I'm way more subtle. I'm like 80% more subtle than I used to be. You know what I mean? But, and shout out to God. Shout out to the Holy Spirit. Feels good where you can just channel good energy more so than bad energy. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. Real talk. You know? It ain't like, oh, you can't curse, or that don't mean you're supposed to curse all the time, but I'm just saying it ain't got nothing to do with that, because cursing is really vibrations too, because it's the words. It's the intent of the curse word, how you say it. You know what I mean? It's just energy with anything. You know what I mean? Anything you say it or really necessarily do is just about energy. You know, and that's what I'm about to start more, getting more into, like in terms of reading and seeing more about the, you know, the auras and chakras and all that stuff. You know what I mean? But K-Rock, man, that dude, he's something amazing, man. That's all I can say, y'all. I'm all over the place. You dig? Because I'm the beast, you know? And I've been drinking. I've been smoking. But I drink good. Shout out to Snoop Dogg, man. This, I love this wine. It's 19 Crimes Cali Rose. No, Rosé. Cali Rosé, right? Yeah, because it got the little accent. You dig? But I don't know, y'all. All I can say is I can only be me. Shout out to Kenyatta Williams. You know what I mean? Once again, they say I'm narcissistic. No, I'm not. You can't be narcissistic and an empath at the same time. How can you be an empath and narcissistic? Or is that the balance? Because I'm a Libra. Shout out to Libras. You dig? Once again, shout out to my mother. I love my mother. Blessings to my mother. Amazing woman. Amazing, amazing, amazing. 1976 started it all. That's the year when I was born and first started to crawl. First spit, first tooth from my mouth and my jaw. First walk, first talk, Google Gaga and all. Shout out to Pops, my granddaddy. Love him. Thanking my mama that she had me. Yada. Flowing across the sea. Water. Across the sky. Above us, same thing, balance, no lie. 360 degrees, eye to eye. As I look in the mirror, living life. 46 solar returns of good and strife. Wow, I love my style. I love my how. I love my ooze and I love my owls, even because every trial, or should I say, in every trial, there's a reason. I thank God that I'm breathing. Yeah, I really need them. K-Rock, I'm like, ooh, let me be them. I'm feeling the freedom. Real freedom is G-O-D, residing inside of my body, because that's holy. And the D-I-V-I-N-E. R-I-G-H-T instead of W-R-O-N-G, if that makes sense. Step into my element. Yada relevant. I'd rather be intelligent than ignorant. This shit is belligerent. Yeah, I'm so silly. I don't know. Let me play that. I don't know what that was, but I gotta be conscious of the things that I play, because I see, you know, that a lot of this stuff has to be copywritten. So I just go looking for uncopyrighted shit that I shouldn't have no problem with. You know what I mean? Yeah. But at the end of the day, with my podcast, I want to have people where they can call in, you know what I mean, and talk amongst each other about different topics and discussions that they feel that's, you know, relevant, or people are curious about, or there's something that should be something that people should be intrigued about knowing. Let's have intriguing things, things that's just not the average, ordinary thing that you would discuss or talk about. You dig? You ain't necessarily even got to say your name or whatever, but at the end of the day, let's, you know, let's have fun with it. I ain't about trying to be somebody or whatever. I've been somebody. You dig what I'm saying? K-Rock. One of the coldest damn footworkers in the south side of Chicago. You dig? Choreographer, footwork king. You dig? Legend, icon, yada. That should be my new name. Icon Yada. You real talk. But at the end of the day, let me stop. Yeah, I be feeling myself. You know what I mean? Because I love myself, man. If you don't love you, who else gonna love you? You know what I mean? And I ain't gonna lie, I look in the mirror and I love me, man. I think I'm sexy. Shit, I look good. 46? Please. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I would date myself. I'm a great person. You know what I mean? Great heart. You know? For real. Amazing. I think I am. Yes, I can say that. And it feels good to be able to walk in the fifth dimension and third dimension simultaneously. You know what I mean? You gotta elevate. Elevate your mind, Craig. You know what I'm saying? Young Yada. The great. Nah. But shout out to my daughters. I love them. I done been through a lot, man. Y'all have no idea. Shout out to my daughter's moms. You dig? Why? People might think I'm the bad guy, but I've never, ever fought neither one of my daughter's mothers. You dig what I'm saying? Never no fights. Ever. You dig? Not knocking people that do that, but I'm just saying that's the type of man that I am. I done been spit on and everything, and still didn't put my hands on my daughter's mom that did that. You dig what I'm saying? Real talk. Not trying to play victim, but shout out to the fathers out there with children that the mothers did some sneaky undercover type shit to try to keep you away from your child. You know what I mean? Like, what person tells the child your father didn't want you? You know what I mean? Real talk. That's so bogus. But I forgive you. And I love you. I love all my daughters' mothers. Real talk. Y'all young ladies, you know, a lot of us are lost out here in a way, a little bit, you know, just like me. I didn't have a father figure. Well, I take that lot back. I didn't know my real father. You know what I mean? I did have a father figure because Louis was a great father. I can't say that. Bro passed away, but I love him. Rest in peace, my stepfather, Louis. Real talk. I love that man. I can't never say that. Real talk. But, yeah, man. Shout out to just everybody in the world who goes through things and they make it through being them a good person still. When they know they can be a bad person and do bad things. You dig? See, that's the real true level of maturity. When you can not necessarily flow with the sheep and be you. You know what I mean? Man, please. Yada. Eagle. The shit. Nigga. Nah, let me stop. Alright, let me get out the mirror. But anyway, y'all. I guess that's narcissism at its best. No, I'm an empath. Reason why I'm an empath is because when other people cry, I cry. You know what I mean? Not necessarily say that, but I'm saying, like, if I'm watching a movie, you know what I mean, and somebody, like, tearing up on the movie or crying, or somebody giving a speech or something, you know what I mean, and it's real, like, emotional, that's the Holy Spirit. Little do you know that it caused you to do that. You know what I mean? I'm serious. I ain't saying, like that cry, but I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? You feel me? It's about feeling the Holy Spirit and allowing your body to be able to feel the Holy Spirit. You dig? Real talk. And man, God is good. That's all I can say. Blessings. So we go make this podcast thing be great in my eyes. As soon as I get the technology and figure out how to have it where I can call people and dial people, and you know, when I just want them to be on a, you know, show or whatever, you dig? And I ain't necessarily trying to have faces on there. I'm just trying to have it where it be voice. Shout out to Drink Champs. I ain't gonna lie, Nori, that's raw. Real talk, I've been watching it, and you deserve that award. I will say, because Drink Champs is fun, man. I'm watching, man. It's amazing. That's podcasting that's supposed to be. You dig what I'm saying? Real talk. Shout out to Nick Cannon too, man. Facts. You know what I mean? Shout out to Professor Griff. You know what I mean? Shout out to David Benner. You know, these are the type of people I listen to. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Shout out to Anthony T. Browder. Shout out to Dr. Cornel West. Shout out to let me keep it going. It's a lot, man. Michael Eric Dyson. Shout out to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Shout out to Kamal Akram. You know what I mean? Man, a lot of people. Just shout out to Chuck D. You know what I mean? Shout out to what's the sister name? Sarok. You know what I mean? Real talk. S-A-R-O-C. Oh, she's so dope. I seen her on the Hip Hop Awards cipher. And I was like, whoa. You know what I mean? I had to pause and rewind, like, whoa, who is that? You know what I mean? So, yeah. But anyway, y'all, like I said, it's all about feeling good, feeling great. You know, it's just going to be my little 30-minute little bonus edition little talk around show thing. You dig? Because, yeah, that's what I do, man. I just found out with the podcasting that you can't just play music freely either. I didn't know that. You dig? Like, if I had artists that I like, you know, I was just playing anybody, like, bam, yeah, boom, you know what I mean? Playing music, trying to even be a DJ. You know, just trying to put out good energy. That's what I say at the end of the day. Like you say, you know, biblically, it says that, and that's biblically, but you know what I mean, y'all know what I mean, you dig what I'm saying, but like it says biblically, you know, you can judge a tree by the fruit that it bears, and in essence, that means what type of energy are you leaving upon the next tree, person, being, once they leave from your presence, even if it's for temporary or whatever. Ooh, this beat hot, K-Rock, come through. Yeah, you think not, as I watch the clock goes tick-tock, tick-tock. Ooh, back in the day, I used to bip-bop, but I jumped off the block. Stayed good, stayed the top. Crim of the crim, crim of the crop. Yada, never no swallow. Yeah, see a cute girl, I holler. Not cute girl, I mean woman. Yeah, cause I'm grown, yeah, I'ma keep coming all day. K-R-O-C-K. As I spit that hot shit, that shit you gotta cop shit. Make sure you really cop it. When I drop it, K-Rock come through, that's a whole nother topic. Yeah, I spit when I spit, I can't quit, nigga, I'm like, oh shit, yeah, pause it, keep going, keep flowing, yeah, cause I know, cause I be really knowing on some conscious shit. K-Rock come through and that's what runs this shit. You gotta make sure your brain is right. You can't make sure your lame is right. It's like, make sure your game is night. Make sure your rain is sight. Bright. Call it light, yeah. Call it might. Like JJ Dino. K-Rock come through like I know. With my real title, yeah, I see my real arrival, through my strival, I'ma get good, K-Rock come through, and yeah, I know I should, I know I could, get on that good foot, let me shake it, let me make it, no, let me take it, I'm the great of the greatest, not the fake of the fakest, the fake of the fakest is what I meant to say, but I'm freestyling, look in the mirror, smiling, yeah, I'm like, ain't no challenge, no kidding me. Are you kidding me? I'm just seeing shit. I'm like, I'm realizing with my real eyes that real lies be like fucked up. So stop. But anyway, I love y'all. And, you know, stay positive. Whatever makes you feel good, do it. For real, if it's something that's not harming nobody else or necessarily breaking any laws, you know what I mean? Because human law is the best law of all, you know what I'm saying? So just stay divine, stay righteous, and stay trying to be a good person. You know what I mean? Like I said, that don't mean you can't curse. That don't mean you can't. Matter of fact, let me flame up this blunt. You dig? Real talk, because I love marijuana. I'm so glad weed is legal. Like, legal now. I had it in my mouth. That's why I sound like I said legal loud. Or whatever. Man, y'all know what I mean. Shout out to my mother. Once again, I love her. Shout out to my daughters. I was talking about these daughters' moms, too. Yeah, that was bogus, man. Real talk. One took my daughter away from me, and I couldn't find her. Went all the way to Texas or some shit. Plano, Texas, somewhere. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me, man. And I had joint custody. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm bitter about that, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. But I love God, and I let stuff go, man. But that hurt my heart. Y'all don't realize, breaking that bond, and then you gonna make my baby feel like, think that I didn't love, I didn't want her, or whatever. Come on, man, I was a kid then. You know what I mean? That was 30-something years ago. Like, yeah, I might have said something about an abortion. I ain't gonna lie, that's a touchy subject. You know what I mean? But because of the relationship, you know, we wasn't involved at the time. That's a whole nother road. But me and my daughter, we gonna talk. You know what I mean? I already know. My baby 19, gonna be 20. You dig? So, it is what it is. You know what I mean? And my other baby, my youngest daughter, I love you and I'm so proud of you. You know, once again, I salute you. I see everything that you're doing, baby. And I will definitely be at your graduation. Know that. You know what I mean? Your mom, that's another subject. Your auntie, that's another subject. You know what I mean? I don't know why people hate so much, man, just to be with other cats. You dig what I'm saying? just to be able to do things that they know that they shouldn't probably be doing any damn way. I know damn well y'all wrong. You know how great of a dad I was. That's some bullshit. Real talk. But it is what it is. Like I say, karma's a motherfucker. I'm getting my karma now. So karma, people go catch it. You know what I mean? But I ain't speaking bad. I'm speaking good. And I ain't wishing nothing bad on you. Because that's what cursing is. What that is, that's what it means when you shouldn't curse. Because I definitely ain't putting nothing bad on y'all. All I'm saying, and I hope nothing bad doesn't happen to y'all. All I'm saying is, that wasn't right. You know what I mean? Y'all wrong. And y'all know that. But shout out to my mother once again, who tried to bridge the gap and keep the connection going and all that stuff. And didn't mean to put no bad energy out there. It's just that how I was feeling. I had to put it out there. I had to say it. You know what I mean? But my other daughter's moms, y'all, I thank y'all. Shout out to my oldest daughter mother. You know what I mean? Who ain't never put me on child support. You know, and she the one that should have put me on child support. I just came back into my daughter life when I was 14. I mean, when she was 14. You know what I mean? Real talk, because I didn't even think she was my child at the time. I was bogus, y'all. I used to be a hoe. I ain't gonna lie. I was a dancer. Popular. Oh, you know what I mean? Hitting girls left and right. You dig? Real talk. And I ain't glorifying it, because it was wrong. I wish. You know what I wish? I promise you. I ain't gonna say wish. You know, would rather had happen, that I could have one child, not one child, that I could have all my child under my children, because I definitely want one. Shit, I would want to have more now, the fuck, but that I could have all my children under one roof with one woman. That's what I meant to say, with one daughter's mom. And I shout out to all my daughter's mothers, but I'm just saying, real talk. Especially my two oldest daughters' mothers. You know what I mean? The two youngest daughters' mothers, them the ones that's kind of, you know, tripped out situation. But then my two oldest daughter mom, they okay. One of them, she'll, but the the other one, my oldest daughter mother, it's like it's tripped out, man. It's levels. It's tripped out. It's tripped out. It's real tripped out. It sure is levels. And it's just that the youngest two should be in reverse on a level wise as far as the ladders in terms of level of fucked upness. You know what I mean? Situation wise. So now we're going into 30 minutes. I'm going to take this to 33 minutes because I ain't going to take it to an hour. It's just a bonus edition. Just me talking, you know. Gotta spit shit, yeah, I gotta keep going. I can't stop, cause I really be knowing. God be in me and I can't hold nobody down. Should not they be doing the same to me? Just let a nigga grow, that's all I'm saying. Let a nigga grow. I love my daughters. Let a nigga grow. I really love my daughters. Let a nigga grow. I love the seeds that came from me and wish that every day I could see their personality, but I couldn't. God damn, that's the curse. Can I break it so it don't be handed down to their children too? That's my prayer. Ain't no yabba do, ain't no yada cool. That is pitiful, but I pity the fool. And at the end of the day, I love God and still be hospitable. Even though you spit on me, I ain't gonna spit on you. Even though you shit on me, I ain't gonna shit on you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like boo hoo hoo. Yada, you shoulda knew. Nah, let me stop, man. I can't stop rapping. But shout out to hip hop. Hey, I love y'all, man. See, this podcast is therapeutic for me at the end of the day. That's why they're like, why is it all about you? Because it was therapeutic for me. It ain't all about me. I love everybody. I want people to come talk to me. Let me help you with your situation. Help me with my situations. Let's go. Let's talk. Let's build. You know what I mean? Like Talib say, man. More love, less hate, man. You dig? Shout out to Talib, man. And shout out to Ye. I don't know what the fuck you on with the White Lives Matter shirts, but I love you and never will go against your thoughts, my brother, because I think you got a method to your madness. It gets the people going. So I ain't mad at you. You know what I mean? But look, y'all, I'm finna let this show end on 33, man. You know, Kenyatta Williams Show. It's gonna be good. Great topics of discussions, great music, great interviews. Shout out to black businesses, and shout out to One Love, One Nation.